We had learned last night that there was a Maisa with a bris, Ishtapa Chamimi, and the Rabbi had said that in his house there was hot water that they should bring from his house. Abaye told Rabbi they didn't make any Ruvi Chatzeres. So Rabbi said we can rely on the Shitufei Mevoi. So he said we didn't make a Shitufei Mevoi. So Lamaisa Rabbi then found a different Eitzah with an Amira La'akum to bring the hot water for the bris. Omalei Rabbi Baravchonon La'abaye and Avsamachesa Medalev. So Rabbi Baravchonon est Abaye Akashe Mevoi. The Isbei Trei Gavrei Ravrevi Kerabon. He says, I don't understand. We have a Movui over here. You have two Anoshim Gdoilim. Rabbi lives here. Abaye lives here. Loi Lehevi Bei, Loi Erev, Loi Shitter. I don't understand. What kind of place is this? Anoshim Gdoilim, there's no Eruvi Chatzeres, no Shetufei Mevois. The Gos Maimini brings a Raya from this Kashe. Mikan mashme the mitzvah la'aret. There's a mitzvah to make. That was the kash. There's a mitzvah to make eruvi chatzeres. V'taimer rabbi ike deloylei sili dei isa lafuki elayuli mibatim lechatzeres alamovi. You matzel people from mechshelis. The Sam Sefer and Simon Tzadik says Simon Tzadik Tesna Chaim says. Roy v'nochein lechol kohol am Yisrael b'chol mekaymes meshvesayim l'sakein mevoyeseyim k'desh liyikoshlu roiv hamoinam b'yitzo meshus l'shus. So you need an erev, you need a shittuf. And they don't understand that shnei such a movoi trei gavri ravri v'kabonu lehevi b'y le'erev le'shittuf. Omalai, so we have a Moiradiki Gemara over here. So Abaye answered him as follows. My Navit, what should we do? Ma, what do you want? That Rabbi should go around from house to house and be malakit for Shitufei Mevois. Lavuche. It's not Kvoidoi. It's not Kvoidoi. So Rashi says, Trei Gavri Rabri Karabonon Kigainata Verabbe de Dairisu Bei. Mars, he says, Rabbe in Kvoidoi Lachsa Bnei Hamovoi Veligvei Sashitov. Tell him Kvoida Teire. Rabbe's the Hanodom Godel. So that you understand. No, by me, Abai's doch given a young Gemenschik. Good. Teridna Begirsoi. I have a Pesait Erev Shabbos to go around and collect a shit of Tridna Begirsoi. The Teres Chaim brings down the Gemara we had before that Abaye had said if his stepmother asked him to hand over a kutach already, he was some emailer that stared him in learning. He couldn't concentrate already. He was in ganz and angetan in learning. The Erzel game from Stube Stube and Betten Parashitov. I can't. I don't have time. Inu, I let someone else do it. They're not interested. So what should we do? Some emails far fallen. Onus Rachmona Patre. It's a mitzvah rabbi tak. It's very choshev. But there's no one to do it. There's no one to do it. Let ben azoy. Others want to say that that Abaye, Taisis alone mentioned such as where Abaye was Bemison Choylik. He didn't hold Bechlal to such a mitzvah. Nishkalten from the mitzvah. But others say that he wasn't Choylik in this Nekude, but there's no one to do it. It was Almaton, Fafal. Frank the Gemara, vi aknulu pito besalo. Frank the Gemara, I have an Eitzah. We have it, vi aknu. No, this is Abaye himself is saying, there's an Eitzah, what I shouldn't go around, but I should take a pass and be mezakeh the pass for the whole Mnei HaMovui, and Faltik. Is kiven the boy lo minoi, since if they're going to go and ask me for this pass, will I actually ask for Nelayu? I can't give them a chelik of this pass. Botlo shita, so the shita will be botlo. We'll see Klor and Rashi de Sanya. Echot minei movoi shebikesh yayin v'shemen v'loi nosnu loi botul hashitav. Now let us see Rashi. הנו שאל בני המובוי לאי משגחי. נבוס, אקני להו משלי ריפטה בסל. I should be מקנה a bread in the sal, בדיבורי, דלקה תירכה, ויקולון זויכן בוי לשם שיתוף. Now this amore de Kerashi, the Taisra ben Peretz is medayik from Rashi, that bedibure, that you could be makna with a dibur, which is very mechudishtik. Like this, the klal is in Hilchus Kinyonim, if I possess something, I can't be makna to someone else and say, it belongs to the Bnei Hamovi. Finished. It's gonish me gonish. You need schiye. And the baldova can't be zoiche his moment for someone else. You have to give it over to someone else, and that they should be zoiche for the Bnei Hamovi. That's what you have to do. And who do you give it over to? It's the Bnei Beisoi is kiyodoi. So you have to find someone else to give it over. Al koponim. So the Tesla Ben Persa does what Rashi got, that he should go and look for someone else to be zoiche daire. He doesn't have time for this. To find someone else. No, it seems he held, and it seems there's right a machloikis in this, that's how the Tesha Ben Eperes Firzois, that one man the yom holds that Dibur alone helps. So no, of this what I can't poil on the Chabek Reisen from the Gemara, that was, that a pasa hareza lachol b'nei amovo, in the Zeicher ready in the past, and volt given Shalom HaYisrael. He says, but there's a different problem, I can't do that. Kiven di boi minoi, אם אחד מהם היה צורך לאכול מן השיתוף, what would be? If one of them would want to eat from the שיתוף. וישוי אלוהי ממני, and he'd come over to me, and he'd ask me, נו, give me a חלק of this חלה. אין יחלס ביודי לבד משלי, I'm unable to do it, I can't give him a חלק of my חלה. בכל שבס, כל כך, I can't give him so much. Nimtso shein belibi liyos boi chayle gomo ubota la shittif. So when I'm saying that this should be for the whole mavui, it's not really, there's no gemiras das in what I'm saying, because between you and me, I know that if someone will ask me, I should give him a chaylik of this pass, I can't afford it. We heard, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Abaye chosh bahadroiken. Abaye ramachlo vadroiken. Omar rove yodane beve nachmeine de michve nafshe. That the reason Abaye had this machle, sarash se shemachmas rov boloi. Abaye in the middle of the week used to hunger. He didn't have poshet what to eat. So now Abaye says, so the little bit he had for Shabbos, he's gonna take this bulkel of what he had for Shabbos and say, I'm a zakit for the whole shtot, ich haldish badabai. I can't afford it. So saying it's not a lip service, you have to mean what you said. So Memela, and since I don't mean, if someone asked me for it, I won't give it to him. So it would not help for Shitufi Mevois. And then he brought a raya, the sanya, echad min bnei mavoi, shebike shayin v'shemen, v'loi nosnu loi, if one of the bnei mavoi asked for yayin v'shemen, and it was not given to him, botol ha-shitov. So Rashi says, shebike shayin v'shemen, mishol shitov. Now, there's a gemara and daf ben pesam ad aleph. Let us, for 1 second, see this gemara. The Gemara says as follows. There's a machloikis between Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, and Rav Chanina. The middle of the Omid. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, ha makpid alei ruvoi. If a person is makpid alei ruvoi, ein eruvoi erev. If he's makpid alei ruvoi, ein eruvoi erev. Ma shmoi, erev shmoi. And if he's makpid, that doesn't have a shame erev. Rav Chanina omar, eruvi erev, tzan erev, elo shenikro me anshei bardino. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ha makpid al eruvoi, im yoichol echod mibnei chaburo es pas shenosan hu, if someone will eat his pas. Sa'ein eruvei erev, vay erev shmoi, shikulon mulrovin umerutzin boi, shlo yimcheze bechaveire, elushutvis noichov areve. That's the whole musig of erev. And Rav Chanina says, anshei vardine, sikonim oyu. They were kage mentioned, it's an erev, it's azashutvis. So the Rishonim, we'll see soon, the Rishonim ask a stire. Here we have a baraisa. Here we have a baraisa that Abaye said that if they'd ask me for it, I wouldn't give it. So it doesn't have a teira seiref. Echem ne'mavoi brings a baraisa. Echem ne'mavoi shebikesh yain v'shemen v'loi nos nuloi. But ala shitof. If you won't give him, so it doesn't help in shitof. So l'chayre, the Rosh, and the Tessa Medalef brings a raya from our Gemara that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and not like Rav Chanina. Here it says, Klo, yemakped al eruvoy, if you won't give it to him, so does never teir seiref. Arayet Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Be'emesin, l'chayret is a moiredik echilik, and this chilik, the Ritva demands, the Raivet demands, is a moiredik echilik. These are two different stories in God. The Gemara and Daf Samaches Amad Aleph, our Gemara is speaking about like this, that no one was mishtatev in the Erev, no one was mishtatev in the Shiktev. Abaye went and took one big challah, and he's makna this challah for the whole B'nai Mavoi. So the whole Shiktev is because of this hakno of Abaye that he's makna to the B'nai Mavoi. That's what's called, that everyone is a chelik in this challah. Now, if Abaye doesn't mean it, a halnish bad Abaye, so no one is a chelik in the chal. They don't have a chelik in the chal. He doesn't mean it. Abaye said, well, come and frag me. I won't give them. So in Meile, there's no shittuf. That's a double poshik. Toshtet nish kreisha chedushim. The Gemara and Daf Mem Tesa Medalef, let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, ha-makbid al eruvoi, im yoichal echot mibnei chabura es ha-pas sheno sanhu. If someone of the Bnei Chabura will eat the pas that he gave. So it would seem from Rashi that it means as follows. You have over here that the five Bnei HaChotzer, each one put a bulkala. They put a bulkala, one keli, one house, fatik. We live here. Now, someone in Shabbos wants to go and eat that bulkala. That bulkala had poppy seeds on it. He wants to eat, Yanko wants to eat barrels, bulkala. All together. And what will barrel eat? Barrel can say, you can eat my bulkala. He says, no, I want to eat my bulkala. So here, pshat is, you have five bulkala, which in Yesod, each one can eat one of the five bulkala, but Yene is makbid al eruve. This is mine, I want it, I'm going to eat this one. I don't want, there should be any switching. So here we have a machloikis. Here we have a machloikis. Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Rav Chanina. Rav Yehuda Mishmul says such a matzav aruach, such a shutvis, that's not erev, that's not shmak, that's not merutze. The musig of erev is it's one unit. We share. I'll take yours. You'll take mine. So that's that. That was Rav Yehuda Mishmul's ashtik teira. Rav Chanina says no. You can have a shutvis erev. But this is not a stira to shutvis. That means, because each one of us has a bulkala, I'll be a different bulkala. Well, that's the shutvis. So therefore, the Ritva says, there is no tushtel whatsoever between the Gemara and Daf Samaches Amad Aleph and the Gemara Daf Memtes Amad Aleph. The two different Gemaras. That's what the Ritva says, the Raivit says it. But let us look for 1 minute in the Rosh, the fourth Perek, and now understand Tosfos in our Perek. The Rosh says, the Rosh and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Omed Aleph, and Soif Ois Yud Beis. That means that the second column on the left side, towards the bottom. And the first tickle. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, that's the first paragraph of the second column. Seif Oishud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Amakbid alei ruvei ein eruvei erev. Ma shmoi erev shmoi. רבי חנינא אמר עירו וירב, אלו שנקרא מאנשי ועדינא. והילכס וכשמול, we paskin like שמול, והילכס וכשמול, זאת הראש, we paskin like שמול. תראה מקפיד על עירו ווי, איזהין עירו וירב, דוח אמר הבאי לקמה בפרק הדור, כיוון דיבוי מינוי ולייב שלי, למסבלו בוטל שיתוב, עוד הראש צוגשתלת, these two gemaras. That's in the Nabaya Zabaraisa. Lekach, zok the Rosh, tzorech lizoir. So if we paskin, hamakbid al eruvay, ein eruvay erev, tzorech lizoir. Ha'oise erev, shal ya'arev bedova hamakbid olof. So when he puts in abulkele, make sure that he shouldn't put in something that he wants bedavket eat himself. Kigoin im tikin lekovet Shabbos pande, oiglus kenoe, even the boy min a layovlo bottle shit, if he's going to put in a geshmake bulkele there, or a geshmake knish, is asphaltic. So the whole area will become bottle. That's, so the Ritva learned, the Rosh learned that fakert, that these two gemores are one gemore, and the maskonis, a gemore is, from our gemore, we see how to paskin over there. Now we'll understand our taisvis also. Kivin di boi minoi velo yehivne lo, so taisvis av samachesa medal of tzoyach li zoyer, כשאודם אויסה ערב שלא יערב בדובר שהוא מקפד אולוב כגוין אויסן דבורם שתיקן לקובד שבס אוי יש לו קיקר נוע שקיירים גשטו לו פשטידך יויצה בן he should not put this into the ערב די בוי לי מיני ולא יויב להו בוטל ערב so Taisvis learned like the Rosh and the Pashtus Loshna Brashi It's called Mamish two different sugis. Yeah. Fregt, so they asked Abai, Akash, so Abai had explained, it's far fallen, I'm very busy Erev Shabbos, Teridna Begirsoi, I can't take care of it, Rabbi Zofke fregt, and no one else is interested, it's far fallen. Fregt de Gemore, v'nikne lohu ma rviyosa de chale v'chavite. You should be makne for the whole movui, a revius of chaymetz. You have a chavis, of a barrel full of vinegar. So be makne for the b'nei ha-movui, a revius of that chaymetz. And Rashi says, this is not too expensive, this you can afford. And the whole year will be Seimach and the Shittav. Zogt Rashi, Rviyasa dechala chaymetz, bachavito, ba'aches mechav yesechel, the midi, the less baked pedo, this is already not a psazoyepsa, an expensive thing, the eco shittav b'yayin, k'diyoma b'hai pilke, p'yoniach hachovis b'chotzer, And let's, yeah, we should leave this chavitz. I mean, you have a chavitz full of chaymetz. And you leave this chavitz in the chotzer, because the shittuf has to be in the chotzer. V'yismach al revi yishabo l'shum shittuf, l'tzayrach kol ha-shana kula sh'manichan shittuf b'chotzer. As you can make shittuf in a voice with a revi yis of yayin, a revi yis of chaymetz. Now, Rashi vafta reina vort, zveikor shitov b'yayin, k'diyoma b'hai pirke. It seems the Taisvus says weiter on daf ein alfa mit beis, mishtatvim b'movi b'yayin, mash mekzas l'chatchila b'yayin, mitzvah yais me b'pas. There's a psaninian to make shitov b'yayin. So, Rashi seems to be saying that Why did the Gemara chap on chaymetz? Because iker shittuf b'yayin. I mean, l'chayre, you could make shittuf with anything besides mayim. You can make shittuf, but it's very interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that chaymetz is used as lalafis boya sapas. You don't drink chaymetz. You use it as a dip. You lalafis boya sapas. So b'meile, the amount of chaimetz that is necessary is how much vinegar that would be used of a of shtei sudis, how much vinegar need a lapis by a sapas. Yayin is not lifta. There the shir is beis revis. How much you drink. So I don't understand clearly, even though chaimetz is derived from yayin, but I don't understand. I mean, l'chayret, if there's an inyan, there's a chshivas of yayin, l'chayret chaimetz doesn't have this chshivas. It's another inyan. This is l'lafis b'yis apas. This is lishtois. I don't know if Rashi means there's an inyan of yayin. I don't know how chaimetz is equivalent to yayin. I'll call upon it. The Gemara add an eitzer, you can make a chief shittah for the whole year. You leave a barrel of chaimetz in the chutz a whole year, and one revius of this barrel will be for the shittah, and it'll solve all problems. Why don't you do this? So he answered, Diklamar visa the chalba chavite. Tanya ein mishtatfen boitzer. So he told them, there's a braisa that says that you cannot make shittuf ba'oitza. Ba'oitza means if you have, let's see what I'm mishtatvim ba'oitza. Rashi says, bedavar ha'otzu. If you have gathered together in one mokim, a chavish al yayin, you have a barrel of wine, oi peiris ha'machunosim, ein soimchin al masha b'soichem. So I can't say that one revius of the yayin in the chavish should be the shittuf, or one of the peiris should be the shittuf. Why? What's wrong? Mishum de ein breire, because we hold ein breire, eizehu shel shittuf. We don't know now which is shel shittuf. So memeila v'chi mistapek mimenu ikalamei me'oz le shittuf. So memeila, you can't do such a thing. That means that if he has a barrel of wine and he says one revius of this barrel should belong to the Bnei Hamavui, and this will be the shittuf. So memele, so lechayr, it's good. So you have a shittuf already. But when will you be using the wine from this barrel, there'll always be a suffix. I took now a revius of yourself. Maybe now you drunk up the revius that was the shittuf. You can't tell. See if you hold yesh breire. So I say that I assume that the wine I drank was not the wine of the shittuf. But if you hold the embreire, so I have to be afraid that maybe he'll drink the wine up of the shittuf, so there won't be a shittuf. Therefore, Chazal asked. The Taisa ben the Peret says, afilu, he didn't use this barrel at all, they still were geizer. You can't make such a shittuf because it could be you'll be soimach on the revius yayin that is in this chavis, and lamaisa the revius is shaynish dome, because we hold the embreire. So the Gemara asked the kashiv osanya mishtatvim. Abaya, we learned another beraisa. We learned a beraisa that says that you could make shittuf with a dovo ha'otzu. Omar of oishiye loy kosher. Ho be shamai, ho be sil. He says this machloikis. Habereise, this is a machloikis beishamai ubeisil. What's the machloikis? The snat we learned as follows. Hameis bebayis. You have a meis in a bayis. The loy psochim halbe. The Perish Chai brings a nice picture. You have a meis in one house, and you have 20 doors there. 20 doors that can open up, but all the doors are shut. And underneath the mashkaif of each door, you have a keli. Now, before we go further, let us just explain one halacha in Hilchas Tumim. That in Hilchas Tumim's mace, the halacha is that if there's a mace in a room, so the whole room automatically is tomei, because there's a dinner, oihel is mevi esatumim. That is only in the room. What if you have outside of the room, the next room? So the next room is not tomei, because you have a mechitza that's mafsik, the tumah will not go through. But the next room, if the mace is oimed to go out from this room to the next room, that's the safe tumah lotzeis. So the next room is already tummy. If a little before the mace, even though the mace is in this room and the door is locked. Now let's not talk about a room. Let us talk about, let's say you have a mashkoif on the other side of the door, a ledge on the other side of the door. You have a mace in the hallway. In the door, on the other side of the door, there's a mashkoif, a ledge that's over the door. So even though the door is closed, and you have a keli now underneath this ledge, so the halacha is that underneath that ledge is now tomei, because since the mace soif tumalotze, since the mace eventually will be underneath this ledge, when he leaves the house, he's going to be underneath this ledge. So we have already underneath this ledge a tumah. So if there's a keli and now underneath this ledge, so the keli was makabel tumah. That's the din of seif tumah lot says. I remember I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levroche. I once asked him about a kohen going into a hospital. So he said one of the nyonim a kohen has to be afraid of, that the hospital should not have a ledge around the whole building, that on the roof of the hospital there shouldn't be a ledge. Because if on the roof of the hospital there's a ledge, so then forget about it. Why? Because there's one yitziyah where they take out the mason from the morgue. So there's a safe tumalotze, so underneath the ledge now, it's tummy now, a fill of the mason's in the morgue. But al tadin of seif tumah lotzeis, the whole ledge surrounding the whole hospital, the whole ledge that is jutting out from the hospital, is tamei now al seif tumah lotzeis, so the kohen can enter the hospital, because there's tumah there already. If there's no ledge, he said, then there's another parsha. So then the mace is in the morgue, so you have a noil bifnei atzmecha, so then you don't have a problem. I'll talk upon him, I'll stemase him in the mug. But let us go back now to the Mishnah. Hameis bebayis. We have a mace in a bayis, v'loi psochim halbe. And there are many doors with which the mace can go out. That means the mace will go out of one of these doors. And I don't know, it is not mevurer now, which door he's going to go out. Each door is a potential safe to Malotzeis. I don't know Lamaisa how he's going to go out. Kulon Tomei. So the Mishnah says that they're all Tomei. Niftach Echad Mehem. One of them was opened up. So now I know that it's going to go out of this door. Hu Tomei v'kulon Tahir. Chishev Lahoy Tziyoy be'Echad Mehem. What happens if all the doors are closed, but he was mechashev, the one who's mutal all of the kvurim is tamo to take out the mace, he was mechashev loitziyoy me'echad mehem, that he's going to take the mace out of this door. Oy bachaloin sheyesh bayarbo alabo, he maybe won't even take it out of a door, take it out of a window that has dalad al dalad for him. Matzil al kol apsochim kulam. So now I know already, like this was, each Pesach, each Chaloin was a suffix safe to Malotzeis. But if it was Chishev, so now I know it, where it's going to go out. So underneath the other doors, it's not safe to Malotzeis. Beishamai oimrim vuhu shechishev ad shelo yomus hameis. That means this machshove you need before the mace died. So as soon as the mace died, we know already that the mace is going to go out of this door. So memeila, so this door is safe to malotzes. All the other doors is not safe to malotzes. Ubeis Hillel oimrim af misheyomus hameis. Beis Hillel says af misheyomus hameis. That means even if he was mechashev after the mace died, he decided that he's going to take the mace out of this door. So it's uvrar adova lemafreya, that the mace was oimed to go out of this door. So the tume that was on all the doors before the machshove, Kulan Tameim, so it was only Kulan Tameim Kolzman. I didn't have a biru on which door it's going to go out. But the minute it was Mechashiv to go out of one of these doors, the Suvra Dovel and Mafreya, that this was the door that was aimed to go out, so under this door is Tami, and all the other doors is Toya. And Beis Shammai doesn't say Huvra Dovel and Mafreya. So the Machloikis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is, do you say Yesh Breire or Rein Breire? Beis Shammai holds Ein Breire, and Beis Hillel holds Yesh Breire. So Memele, that's what Rabbi Ishiya said. So Rabbi Ishiya said, these two Bereises, if mishtatven ba'oitzer, if it's ein mishtatven ba'oitzer, it's totally in this machloikis. If you hold yesh breire, so I could make an eiriv on a revius shebechavis. Let us be afraid this revius will become, while he's using the chavis, he'll drink up the revius. No, I hold yesh breire. And I say that what? I'm toiler that what he drinks is not the eiriv. Not the shittuf. And so that's the Bereis that holds Mishtatvin. And the Bereis that says Ein Mishtatvin holds like Beis Shammai that holds Ein Breire. So Memele, so then it's Ein Mishtatvin because we're afraid that he might drink up the revius that was Nesiachid to be to be used for Shittufim Mivois. Zot Rashi. Kulon Tmeim. Kol hakelim hanisunim bi'oivei ha'askufe. All the kelim which are on the threshold, on the outside, underneath the mashkoif, tmeim. Fa'af al pi she'enom ba'oyel ha'meis. So why are they tome? Mibnei she'enom u'yoidim be'ezeh pesach yetzienu. I don't know from which Pesach the mace will be taken out. U'Pesach she'osid lotzis boi mitame miyat. In the Pesach that the mace will be taken out is now tome. V'taime leko. Rashi says there's no reason for it. Ela hilchis tume hochi gmirilo. This is hilchis tume. Rashi in Beye, and daf lamed chesem et aleph, explains this. Derech b'deraise it is tamei derech yitziyoso haloche l'moishe misinai. That's what Rashi means over here also, that this is a haloche l'moishe misinai, that the seif tume lotzeis is now tamei. How does it work? It's haloche l'moishe misinai. Rashi in Beyed af Yudam Adalef says Nitazoi, Gozru Chachomim Tume Al Mokim Shu Derech Yetzias Atume Shesoif Elotz Is Derech Shom. Rashi in Beye, and Afyut says it's a Darabot. So we have here Stiris in Rashi. About Al Koponim, the such an Indian of Soif Tume Lotzis. Va'afilu Chaloinoi Shel Tefach Al Tefach Tmeim. The kivan the kulan stumim leimuchacham milse bahai mapiklei. Now this is a very shvera Rashi. What Rashi is mesayim? The Rishash asks two starke kashas on Rashi. Number one, that what Rashi says chaloyne shaltefach altefach is a pella, because a mace will never go out to the smallest area that you can take out a mace is dalet al dalet. So why is chaloyne shaltefach altefach? Why is it tomei? That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, the Rishash asks, it's mavur and the Tesefta Neholis, that the Tesefta Neholis says as follows. The Goyin explains the Tesefta, it says like this, Ameis bebayis v'loi psochim har be'kulon tmei. The psochim are now tomei. So the Tesefta says, what if there's chaloinis? Dalet al dalet, so the chaloinis are not tomei. Why? Because I don't, if the chaloinis astumim, I don't cholim bechlal that he's going to take it out to a chaloin, if there's psochim there. So why should I think that he's going to take it out to a chaloin? So memele, the chaloinis astamazay not tome. As I state in Tesefta, and here Rashi says it's a double chiddush, that fulu chaloinoi shel tefach al tefach tmeim, the kim the kulon stumim lemuchemilsa by mapikle, that Tesefta says fakel. That a chaloin sosem bechlal is not tomei. Only a Pesach sosem is tomei. Niftach echad mehem vadei bahu mafik leisim. Some of the mace will be taken out through this Pesach. Spachas mi dal dalid, ein echoshev lahatzel ala shah. That's what he says, dafke dal, oi bachalain shiyesh bayal bo bo. Ad shalayom. So now it said weiter. That Shammai said, when does Machshove help? Ad shalayomus. Loinochselu tuma shapsochem. Avo mishayomus hameis. Kvarnit mu akelim. Voloyam rinin uvra adobo. Demikore nami daite lafuki by pischa. But if he decided later, so Shammai does not hold of Breire. Ela nachsulu tumem. Now Rashi says something which, let's just say the Taichvet, aber kevege blies by tzachin, why Rashi went into ups. Rashi is lecher fakel von a gemore. Aber Rashi says, vafilu kelem haboim shom la'achem achshove. Rashi says, according to Beis Shammai. So that means like this. Beis Shammai holds ein breire. So let us be megashim the inyan. We have a bayis that has 10 doors. The mace was nifta to 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock there was no machshava whatsoever. So 10 after 1 he decides he's going to take him out of door A. That's what he decides 10 after 1. So according to Beis Hillel, no, he decided 10 after 1, he can take it out of door A. So may lehubra dovel amafreya, that the mace was only aimed to be taken out from door A. So the kelim under door A is tamei, and the kelim on all the other doors, under all the other the doors are toher. That is according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you don't say breire. So memele, so I say that all the kelim under all the doors from 1 o'clock till 10 after 1 are tummy, because he holds name breire. Now Rashi says here another chiddush. Vafilu kelim haboim shom la'acha machshove. Now what happens? But now I know 10 after 1. Now I know that the mace is going to be taken out door A. A person brings a keli, wants to put it underneath the door. So he asks, where should I put it? Well, not under door A, put it under door B. Puts it under door B. So Rashi v'afilu kelim haboim shom la'achem achshove. Afilu a keli was put 1:15 under door B. Is also tmeya. Now Rashi says, go rachidish. The kivin denochse lohu tume, since door B was tmeya, till 10 after 1, because till 10 after 1, it was a potential safe to malotzeis. Suloi salko minayu b'machshove. So now the tume of safe to malotzeis, which was chal till 10 after 1, so now we say is machshove should now make a buffon. 10 after 1, I know now it's not oimid. Till 10 after 1 is a potential safe to malotzis. But now after 10 after 1, it's not anymore safe to malotzis. So Rashi says, Sulay salkemi nayu b'machshove, ad the oviluhu maise mamish the posach lelahai. Now a machshove won't help. A machshove cannot help because, since this door already was chal on this door, a potential safe to malotzis, a tumav safe to malotzis, so it does not change its status to become toil till he does a mice. We'll see soon. This is, if you learn that the machloikis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Breire, I don't say this is the machloikis. This is, we'll see, so Rabbi Kveg asks why Rashi had to say this. Rabbi Kveg buys by Tzorchim. Dovelei mice, a mamish, a posra, lahai, umahani, latayra, sacher. Bikan, a lahabik, a diktoni, lel, niftach, echad mehem. Ubeis Hillel oimrim af mishayomus ha-meis. Even after the mace was nifter, he decided to take it out of door A. Tamrini yesh breire de me'esmel daitei b'hai pischev. I am permitted to assume that that it was aimed to be taken out from this Pesach, leinochsi tume lachini samemele. There's no tume on the other doors. I feel the kalim, the kaidem achshav tahirim. I feel the kalim that were there before he ever thought of which door is going to take it out are also tahirim. Zog Taisvis. Venikne lohu ma revioso dechale bachavite. They had asked Abaye. Abaye was too busy to collect a shitte from the Bnei Hamovi. Abaye could not afford to be makne a pas to the Bnei Hamovi. But they asked Abaye, but a revius of chaymetz, no, this you could have been makne to the Bnei Hamovi. So the Gemara is asking, he should be magnet for shittuf. Only Rabbi Yeshua holds he need pass by Erev, so how can I prove from this Gemara that's talking about shittuf? But I says, okay, long Rabbi Yeshua legabi Rabbi Lez, the Paul legleihosa. We pass can let Rabbi Yeshua, so memele, so if they were speaking about making something with chala or kochach, it's shittuf not Erev. Ulekamen bepirke, bein rameye, bein rabonus virlu, dei ruvei, chatzeres ein ele bepass. So if we're having a pilpul over here to make something with chala with vinegar, sakochet shitufim bevoice. One hanoche. By Mary, another hanoche. The tzach loyma the hiche vita the chala the hoche bechotzahab. Another thing that the Gemara asked Akasha. That he should be makna a revius of the chavis for the bnei hamovi. So you have to say this chavis was in the chotzer. To ask a kasha that Abaye should schlep out the chavis in the chotzer, zichanish kein kasha. Abaye, we mentioned before, got distracted very easily. So kochoch, you have to say that the chavis was already in the chotzer and it's a full chavis and be makna a revius and it's garnished mit garnished. You put into the bayis. Shituf in my voice, bechotze shebemovi. So since we're speaking about shituf in my voice, so daf mezogim that mistome, this chavis wasn't the chotze. Vetavayu davke kemayish sheforish lakamon. That it has to be like that. Dafkin the chotzer. B'chein the balabai shay yeshutav im shcheinav lezabiyayim. Ayrik again the munach b'chotzer. Tanya ein mishtatfen b'oitzer. So we learned a baraisa ein mishtatfen b'oitzer that you cannot be make shittuf on something that is meurev with revius yayin with a whole barrel of yayin, because we hold like we said we hold daim breira, and the other breira is mishtatfim, so the other breira holds yesh breira v'im toima va'abaye ke beishamay, so come out abaye holds like beishamay do ke beishamay masiklo. The Ravoishi said. Rav Oishi has said that the machloikis of these two baraisis is telling the machloikis beishami beisol. Beishami holds aim breyer, beisol holds yesh breyer. So come out, Abaye holds like beishami. What's pshat in that? The yeshloima, the Abaye leichoshev, ho de koma, Rav Oishi, ho beishami, ho beisilu. Ukesover Abaye leinechleku beisilu, beishami beisilu bedovoze. The kamep looked at the tanoi vameiroi ashkechon leinyim breire. So the mashal says pshat that Rav Oishi was the one that said that that the machlekes and seif to malotzei is a machlekes beishamei beishilu. But Abaye held, that's how the mashal explains pshat. Perish. But as nisim the chishevolo. Sherei kama tanoi v'amiroi pligi bebreire, v'doiche kloime de pligi beplukte de beishame besilu. That means this girse that we have in the Mishnah, The Mishnah of Chishevov, this Mishnah Neholis, he says there's a tremendous machlekes all over Shas and Breire. And if, as how could we say that the machlekes and Breire is a machlekes of Bisham Bisillo? Alay Bisham Bimokim Bisillo in the Mishnah. Elamay Oilam Leinechliko Bisham Bisillo Lishop. Abaye held Al Kochoch, this Bisham Bisillo says the Mishnah is a grais. It's a machlekes of different tanoim. Vahani bereis lo, beplukte de breire osje, beplukte dinach tanoi, de pligi be breire. He says, Abaye held that this a kochach is a greis, because we see all over Shas is a machlekes in breire, and beisillo bemokim, and beishamach mesillo in the Mishnah, is a kochach, the machlekes in breire is a machlekes of other tanoi, not beishami in beisillo, and Abaye holds ein breire. Vahoid oimari, da baya vemukim kulim al, kulo alibay, that everyone holds ein breire. Ulam afreya kulon tmeim de ein breire. Vam forish keravoyshe de mas musaches beye le tayres apsochim mikano lahab. The Gemara says in beye this what Rashi brought down. Rashi uchelatz abekveges kashin Rashi. Rashi mixed up two pshatim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Oishe says in Masechtes beye that sai beisilu sai beishamei hold ein breire. What is the machlokes beisilu beishamei? Machlokes beisilu beishamei is that as follows. That what happens if he decides, let's say again, the mace died 1 o'clock, everything underneath all the doors till 10 after 1 is tomei. Save to malotzeis, because each one is a potential door that the mace might be taken out. 10 after 1, he decides he's going to take it out under 1A. Door A. So my mace... Door A, now someone brought a keli and put it underneath door B. So, Beishamai holds, since there was already chal, a tumah of seif tumah lotzeis on door B, till 10 after 1, so a machshove alone cannot be metayer the tumah that was noches on that door. You have to do a maise. You have to open up door A to show that the mace will be taken out of door A. That's what Beishamai holds. And Beisilul holds that a machshove is also sufficient to be mafkia the tumah of seif tumah lotzeis from door B. Mikano lahave, that if after 10 after 1, if someone will bring a keli on the door B, it will not be mekabel tumah. That is how Rav Oishia learns pshat the machlekes beishamei beisilu. So that's Tosfos second teretz, a very gishmak teretz. The teretz is that the emesin beishamei beisilu lachoylik mikano lahave. But lemafreya, everyone holds ein breire. So memele, so therefore Abaye holds ein breire. It's not a machlokes beishamei beisilu lembreire. Everyone holds ein breire. Omar Rav Oishiye loy kashe. So Rav Oishiye said it is no kashe. These two bereises, one says mishtatvin, one says ein mishtatvin. These two bereises are chaylik in the machlokes beishamei beisilu, which is if you hold yesh breire or ein breire. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam. The Oche Muki Rav Oishiye Pluktayu Bebreire. Here Rav Oishiye says that the Machloikis is a Machloikis in Breire. In the Perikame de Beye, the Gam. Besoit Beye, Masik Rav Oishiye de Pligi, we just mentioned before, Rav Oishiye says, no, everyone holds Ein Breire. And the Pligi Letairas Apsochim Mikana Laha, but the Machloikis is, from after 10, after 1, after he decided which door he wants to take out the mace, is Mikana Lahaba, is there still a Tume on door B? The Kiv in the Nachsalu Tume, Lainavkila Beishana El Beshini Maise. In order to make that the Tume should be Nifka, you have to open up one door. Machshov is not sufficient. Ula Beisilu Sagi Bemachshov. Frektach Taisvis, it's a Pella. He says, Rav Oishi over here should be the one that says that the machlokes beishamei beisilu is in breire, and Rav Oishi over there in Beis says everyone holds ein breire, and the machlokes is if mikano lahabe, the tumah of seif tumah lotzeis will be nifke from the other psochim through a machshove. So it's mamish, it's a stir in Rav Oishi. ואימר רבינו תם, דרב אוישיה לחוד, ורבי אוישיה לחוד. Rabbi Yoshiya, the Taisa Ben Peretzes, was the Tana that was, he was Mesada the Baraisis. And Rabbi Yoshiya was Besaif of the Amiroi. The Hochi Goris Bechol Asforim, Rabbi Yoshiya, Vosem Gursin and Rabbi Yoshiya. Umashimetzino Rabbi Yoshiya Shoib Amiroi Machroine. Bamashoib Amiroi Machroine. Bosar Ishmaite, the Peg Basra the Bey, Gabi Labotel, Maimelach Gabi Yise, Kama Rabbi Yoshiya, the Shaparov, the Chicho Olay. That was in the safe of Amiroim. But you've almost been catered on Milsa, the Rebbe Yoshiya, the Macholoka, Rebbe Shimon Abarishoina, on the Mosav Rav Yoshiya. So first we have Rebbe Yoshiya, and then we have Rav Yoshiya. So we see the two different people. Per Kolget, Boy Mine, Rav Yoshiya, and Rav Yehuda. So Kaponim, that was the Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. Now, Taisus brings down a Teretz for Rav Menachem. Tosfos is very marich, and it's not clear. The lomdus of Rav Menachem. I just would like to say over, instead of learning in the Benikin, Tosfos would like to say over how the Ritva brings down from Rav Menachem. The Rav Menachem had an iluyisha einfall. He had this problem that the Rabbeinu Tam had. The Rabbeinu Tam, we had here two baraisis. One baraisis says, ein mishtatven. One baraisa says, Mishtat from Boitza. Rabbi Yishiya said, you know, these two baraisas are chaylik and the machlikas by Shami and Beisilu, by, if Machshava helps. So we learned till now that Rabbi Yishiya is saying that the machlikas and Mishtat from and Ein Mishtat from is totally if you hold Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, and that is the machlikas in Beishami Beisilolos of Mafreya, underneath the other psochim, it will be toil. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam had a meiridike kasha on that, because Rabbi Yishiya in Beis says that everyone holds Ein Breira, and the machlokes is if Machshove could be metayer the psochim that was already noches aleihem atumef and seif to malotzes. That was the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Rabbi Menachem said, this is the Lashon of the Ritva, that the Machloikis of Mishtatvim and Ein Mishtatvim is Goran and the Machloikis. Not a Machloikis in Breire. The Machloikis is as follows. The man the Yoma that holds Ein Mishtatvim, Sovar de Bo'inon Shinichu Ha'erev Bekli L'Shem Erev. In Hilchis Erev, there's a halacha that the Erev has to be put down in a keli l'shem Erev. Now, if you have over here, you have a full barrel of wine, you have a full barrel of vinegar, was filled up for different purposes. And now, I want that one revius of this should be Erev. Fine. So one revius will be Erev. But you have a problem. You have a problem, but this revius was not put into this barrel l'shem Erev. It's the gefinzach in the barrel. It wasn't put into the barrel the shame erev. So klinkta anechanika hanocha isa mitzvah. It has to be put the shame erev. Now what do you have? I have a machshove the bosser hanocha. Good. I didn't put it the shame erev, but I'm mechashiv that I want that this revia should be here now the shame erev. That's a machshove bosser hanocha. Now we have in Beye, Amachshove la'achamise. That means, Kozman, I didn't have the Machshove, so each door was a potential safe to Melotzes. Amachshove la'achamise, I decided that it's going to go out through this door. Can this machshove be miyached, this door, it's after Misa already, it was already chaltum on all the doors. Can my machshove be miyached? No, this door is the door that's safe to Melotzes. It's a machshove la'acha Misa. Can a machshove create a yichud that is miyached to go out of this door? After already all the doors became tomei, I'm miyached this door. So that's how the Gemara learned that pshat in the Gemara. that according to Beis Shammai, Emachshove cannot create a Yichud, since all the doors became already, they became Nichnas in the Gedder of Seif Tumalotzeis, all of them are potential Mekoimis for the Itzos Ameis, so Emachshove now cannot be Miyachet, that this will be the door, and that won't be the door, this will be the door of Seif Tumalotzeis. That's for as Beis Shammai. So the same thing, the machshoven now cannot be miyached that this should be an erev. That means if you need a hanochel l'shem erev, the machshoven is not sufficient. Beis Hillel that holds that a yichud of machshoven is sufficient to be miyached that this door will be the door of the yetzias ameis. He holds that the machshoven is sufficient to be miyached that this is equivalent to hanochel l'shem erev. That is how the Rabbeinu Menachem verempfert the kasha, so there's no stira between the two ravoishis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ha'hu yinuke di ishtapach chamime. There was a tinik that was nishtapach chamime, that the hot water spilled out, poured out before the bris. Now you have a problem. You can't make a bris. Omar lehu rove nishayle leime itzriche. Let's ask the mother, the yoldis, if she needs a hot tea. She's a yoldis. Erska hatakint. So let's ask if she needs a hot tea. Itzriche, if she needs a hot tea, shen a lady. Is nochim le agav ime. Now, there's a big machloikas harishayim for geiris nochi or not geiris nochi. But nochi, the nochim lay nochi agavime, nochim lay Yisrael agavime. But what, we'll speak about this soon. But al kaponim, so Rove had said as follows. That first of all, we have to find out if she needs a tea. If she needs a tea, so even though her tea is good enough, you have 5 ounces of cooked water is good enough for a tea, we're going to put up 5 gallons. In one pot, we'll take a large pot, and we'll warm up 5 gallons of water, and from the five, so it's a tzribe bishiyurim. Now, tzribe bishiyurim, it is permissible. That was Rav's Eitzer. Omalei Rav Misharshe le Rav, Rav Misharshe told Rav, imei ka'och le tamri. He says, there's nothing to ask. I just saw she's eating tamarim. Tamarim is a cold machel. If I say she doesn't need chamim. If she can eat tamarim, so it seems she's healthy already. So there's nothing but to ask. Omalei, so Rav said, no, eimer tunde ba'almu denokit. Well, maybe she's fatumul. Maybe she taka needs chamim. You'll ask if she wants chamim, she'll say yes. She's eating tamarim, she's not in ganzen by sich, but she needs chamim. So if she needs chamim, so mamele, that is how we'll be able to be mechamim de chamim. Let us see Rashi. Nishaylo le'imei im tzricha, le'tzoycho chamim. If she needs chamim, nochim le'nochi, agav imei. So then the nochi will be mechim agav imei. The kaim belon, chaya acha shive, Afilo omro tzricha ani, ein mechalun lesa Shabbos. So Rashi says you have to be geiris nochi over here. Because it was speaking about the day of the bris, so she says the first 7 days, is permitted to be mechalun Shabbos for a yoldis. But the 8th day, you can't be mechalun anymore. Ein mechalun lesa Shabbos. Avaloisin lo yedei almoi. So memele, so now she's a chayla shein by sakone, which Amir Alakum is mutter. So memele we will be able to be mechamim through a goy for her, because she's a chayla shein by sakone, and we'll make ribui bishiyurim. Now, if ribui bishiyurim is a darabonon, so then it's very good. So legabi the ribui bishiyurim, it will be shvus the shvus. Then it'll be good. If Ribi Bishurim is a deraisa, then that's very problematic. If Ribi Bishurim is a deraisa, so what are you going to? So just like you can't tell the goy Just like you can't tell the goy to warm up the for the cotton, because it's Amira, we'll say that, from this Gemara, what episode is given, that Amira la'akum and Anissa the rice is also. The only heter was because the mother needed it. She's a chaylish embe sakone. So if you hold ribi b'shurim as a daraisa, for example, kevegel, so what did you accomplish over here? So the mother needs it. That's for the 5 ounces. But the 5 gallons is, weiter. You can't tell him to warm it up, because that's weiter at the raisa. That's al kaponim. That's if you learn like Rashi. There's a shitas habahag. The shitas habahag is the bahag learned. We learned the gemara we had learned yesterday, that they told a goy to bring chamim, and the bahag learns a filo from a rishus harab. The bahag shita is that in order to make a bris, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha d'araisa. That's how the bahag learned the gemara we learned yesterday. It's mutter. So according to the Bahag had a problem over here. So if you're allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha d'araisa, so why did you need the nochim le'agavima? You have to find if the mother needs it. It's almost like I'm klar diburim. B'mechamim d'chamim for amir lakum is mutter l'tzayrich mila. So the Bahag said pshat that here it is speaking about there was no guy around. He was a yid. A yid warmed up water for the mother. Now, a yid to warm up water from the mother, that's very problematic. How could a yid warm up or cook water for the mother? It's after the 7th day. Rashi atach gezokta that the kenonim machalo Shabbos till the 7th day. So the Bahag learned pshat that the halacha is that is true, that one can only be machalo Shabbos for yol the 7 days, but the 7 days yecheshbin with a mesles. So Memela is speaking about that she had given birth, let's say, an hour before the Shkia. So Lamaisa, so on Shabbos, she still is a din yodis, it's still in her 7 days. By the bris, the child was 8 days old, because by Mila you don't cheshbon with a mesles, and by her, she was still a yodis of 7 days. And Memela, so this was not through a goy, this was through a yid. So through a yid, some emele, so that's why it was only mutter through ribui b'shiurim. Again, you have to know what the heta of ribui b'shiurim was. If it's a derais and zicheshver. Here we're telling a yid, here al kaponim, we're mata yid to do a shvus al yidei meiser. You have to know klar how according to the Bahag, the yid is mutter to be mevashel al yidei ribui b'shiurim for the rachanimu. Tunve, so Rashi, ochel tamri, kloima, ochazine dein etzricha chamim lishta, is to tzayna nami ochel, she's eating tomorrow. So Rove said, tunve. She's fatumult. Boi cheles ve'ena yedasma.
Thank you.